Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there. All right, it is a new day. It's a new episode of your favorite YouTube podcast, Your Daily Scrum. We get together each and every day to help you get better at Scrum each and every day. Who are we? We are Ryan Ripley and Todd Miller. We're professional Scrum trainers with Scrum.org. We've got about 20 years in on thinking, doing, and working with this wacky framework. Like and subscribe so you never miss a video. Check out the description to learn more about Todd and I, the book we wrote, which is right there, along with the classes we teach through scrum.org. There's a lot of great stuff in the description, so check it out. Todd, have a good long weekend.
Yeah, did a lot of fishing, Ryan. A lot. You could probably see it in my cheeks. I'm a little washed out from it.
I always know when Todd heads out to the shore and is fishing because my text messages get bombed with amazing pictures of fish. Yeah. And of course his son had to pull a shark out as well. So
yeah, that wasn't even the scary one. We actually had a scary shark that we had to safely return back in the water. But
yeah, I love getting those texts. He's like, yeah, we're going to have tacos tonight. It's like, oh, look at that fish. All right, Todd, I do have a quick topic for us. Some things came up in a recent class. And this is Ryan ranting. This is not Todd's fault. This is me just, I have a little bit of frustration, but also I think we can turn this into a positive thing. We need to stop making Scrum so complex. Hmm. Would you agree, Todd?
Yeah. It's interesting because I think the advent of scaling frameworks and all these things and this complementary practices and everybody trying to do new things to figure out delivery nirvana that, you know, we talk to a lot of people and they don't know that story points are complementary to Scrum. They don't know that the 3 questions are optional during the daily Scrum, that release burnups, release burn downs, sprint burn downs, all this stuff is just agile stuff that isn't required or even necessary in Scrum in most instances.
I think a lot of the times, and by the way, story points are trash. You mentioned them. I have to say it, contractually obligated. I think a lot of the time teams are serving up squirrel burgers to each other, you know, and if you know, you know. If you don't know what that is, join us for a class. But what I mean is we're just serving up nonsense to each other. We have to do story points, which are trash. We have to do burn down charts. We have to do stand up during the daily scrum. We have to do the weighted shortest job first in our prioritization or ordering. Only the product owner can work on the product backlog. Only developers can set a sprint goal. Only the scrum master can talk about process. It's like all this cruft and garbage it's like barnacles on a ship, right? That they got to go chip that junk off. Maybe that's not a good analogy, but Scrum is simple. Mm-hmm. It's a simple framework. It's 13 pages. It's 5 events, 3 artifacts, 3 accountabilities, and some commitments baked in. Right. And for some reason, it's blown up into this massive. I mean, you've seen the safe picture of a billion practices crammed into it. You've seen the booklets. I mean, it's just insane. what I would like to encourage, like even your organizations, we have these matrices organizations and teams report to 20 different people and everything is just so darn complex, but Scrum is a framework that's designed to make sense of, and in some cases remove complexity. And yeah. I wish teams would do that, Todd. I wish they would look at their practices and say, what could we be successful without? What yeah. could we remove and still ship and then remove it?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you're saying all these things and we come across teams that have eight different teams working on the same product or working on different products. Eight teams, eight different products crammed into a release train, forced into the same PI planning. It doesn't make any sense how they're planning. It's like actually overcomplicating, making it even more complex. And they're not seeing any benefit of it at all. That's really not Scrum, right? So
yeah,
it's just, I think you and I talk and theorized so much on why this is, why have we gotten to this point with it? And it's just, I think you say it best. It's like someone comes to a 2-day class and flips a switch and they're an expert. And that's not the way it works, right?
I will never forget when someone asked Ken Schwaber to rank, and I know I've talked about this. I apologize for those of you that have heard this. Rank your Scrum knowledge and mastery on a scale of 1 to 10. And he put up a 7. Hmm. I mean, arguably created a huge portion of this framework, and he's a 7. I mean, come on, people. Like, we're still learning. Todd, we're 5 pluses, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, we're still figuring this stuff out. And I'll tell you what, everybody, the idea here, I know it sounds like a little ranty that Ryan's grumpy, but what I want you to do, let's look at addition by subtraction. Are there things in your Scrum practice that you could remove and still ship? And if that is true, maybe that's a cool retro topic. Right? Try this. Put the framework on the board. Put all of your practices on the board. Put all the stuff that you've baked into Scrum that's not really Scrum on the board, and see if there's 3 things you could cut and see how that sprint goes. And the next sprint, maybe there's 3 more things you could cut and see how that. Let's get back to the basics. And if there's organizational stuff going on, oh, we're matrices, or you know, we have 8 teams and 8 products, and now everybody's late because we all have dependencies. Remove dependencies, right? Addition through subtraction. And I think you'll find we can really simplify this, and it doesn't have to be so darn complex.
Yeah, I think so too. And I just to drill into something you said there, this is about delivery, right? Like so remove things that are not contributing to you delivering value to your customers. And by way of that, you know, this is one of my favorite quotes of all time from the book, Let My People Go Surfing, Yvon Chouinard, founder of the company Patagonia, which I believe has a very modern structure. And read the book, Let My People Go Surfing.
Great company.
Yeah, great company. To simplify yields a richer result. Right. To simplify Perfect. Yields a richer result. Great quote from that book.
All right, let's pop that end screen up before I pop a blood vessel. Be sure to like and subscribe. Never miss a video. Check out our socials, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter are where we are at the most. Although I am learning Instagram now. I am becoming an expert. Maybe you'll see some Instagram stuff soon. Some videos are going to pop up. It's our free courses. Check out our Scrum Framework course. Learn the framework from a professional standpoint, right? This is it at its bare bones. It's the minimal that you can go check this out. Use it as a refresher. EBM is also amazing. We've got a free class for that too. Learn how to measure and manage real data. Actually understand what value means. Essential stuff here, everybody. Check those out. It's free. Some merch is going to pop up as well. That's not free, but it's very, very low cost. We've kept the margins super tight. I think we make $1 off of every sale. So we've not marked things up too much. Check out the glasses, the hoodies, the mugs. They're all awesome. Yeah, for Todd, I'm Ryan. Go forward, do some great Scrum things. Story points are still trash, as I've mentioned before. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!